They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's Greg Cosell. We're inside the film room. Greg, and when we look at the offensive tackles and the guards for the draft, Greg, it seems like Luke Jokel is the number one guy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but let me throw something out, and then we'll talk about Luke Jokel and others.
All right.
We've talked, you and I, many times. I've talked with a lot of people about this. Everybody talks about tackle, particularly left tackle, being such an important position. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go back and look at the last five or six Super Bowl winners, there have not been very good left tackles. So it gets back to the point we've talked about numerous times. So is now left tackle not an important position
here's
anymore
the issue,
in the NFL?
Here's my retort to that.
If
you have a great quarterback.
Right. David Deal played left tackle on two Super Bowl winning Giants teams.
And he was
Sarge
and he was a guard.
Pittsburgh.
And he got
moved
to left tackle. Right?
Correct. So that's not a knock on any of these players, but it's interesting the way certain things become conventional wisdom and accepted that, oh, you better go get a left tackle. Well, I don't know. Do you need to go get a left tackle? But anyway, let's talk about Luke Jokel.
All right, now, Jokel, as one executive told me, he's the cleanest offensive lineman for this draft. He said it's hard to find any negatives, but
I agree.
Does he have the upside of the other guys, like Lane Johnson and others?
Well, he's, for instance, Jake Long a few years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was the number one pick in the draft.
Oh, wait, draft.
Okay. People forget, Jake Long's been injured, didn't have a very good year this year, but this kid's a smoother mover than Jake Long. Okay? But I don't think he's quite as athletic as, let's say, Ryan Clady. And Ryan Clady was the 12th or 13th pick the year he came out.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been the same year, I can't remember.
Right.
But this kid's very clean, Jokel. When you watch him, what really stands out, he has phenomenal balance and body control. He's never off balance. He's never recovering. He always looks, to use the term you said when you spoke to someone, he always looks very clean. He's a really solid football player. You're not going to go wrong choosing this kid to play left tackle for you.
You know, it's funny, when you speak about clean, the term that was given to me is, this executive said, when you watch linemen, he goes, you don't have to be an expert. What you look for is, how does the player recover from being in an awkward position?
Correct.
And that really plays to Jokel, and I think that kind of is what
First
you're
of all,
here.
He's rarely in an awkward position because he's just...
He's clean.
He's so... His balance and his body control is so good, but he's a very comfortable player.
Okay.
And he's a clean player. I have no problem with Jokel being drafted anywhere because this kid's going to line up for you at left tackle and you're fine.
Urk Fisher, out of the MAC, out of Central Michigan,
yes.
A small school, but here's a guy, Senior Bowl week was terrific. I think he helped himself. Greg, what have you seen?
I think he's similar to Jokel. And again, I would bet that there were people who like Fisher a little more than Jokel because I think they're somewhat similar players. So I think it's you're splitting hairs. He's another guy who's a very clean player. Really good balance, doesn't have to recover very often. They're smooth, efficient movers, not explosive athletes. I want to make a point here. Neither one of these guys is the same prospect as Orlando Pace, Walter Jones, Jonathan Ogden.
Now, you're talking about Hall of Famers, my friend.
So I understand
that's big time.
No,
big
I understand that, but
okay.
Those are maybe not even Willie Rofe, who's also a Hall
yes.
of Famer,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah.
But these guys will be very good NFL players.
I totally agree with you. In fact, I think there's a chance that three of these tackles could go in the top 10.
Johnson being the other one?
And Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma. Yeah. And it's so funny. I get to the Senior Bowl, and I meet this kid. I had a chance to talk to him. And I heard he was kind of an interesting kid. He's playing left tackle for a year and a half. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the one thing that really stood out watching tape of this kid, and this is what you want to see, because he was inexperienced, is he clearly improved as the year progressed. Early in the season, you could see the athleticism, mm-hmm. but he didn't know how to use it. So you'd see really good movement, but he wasn't that good a player.
Right.
And then as the year progressed, you could see he got better and better and better because he was learning how to play the position. And he's a very athletic kid, although he still at times struggles with some technique, which again, that can be coached, and it will be coached when he gets to the NFL, but he clearly is a very athletic. He's theoretically on the blackboard, you know, in your abstract discussions, what you look for at left tackle, because he's a better pure athlete than Jokel or Fisher. Right now, he's not as good a player, but he's a better pure athlete.
Yeah, in fact, he looks like a tight end trying to play left tackle.
Yeah.
He's got that outstanding athleticism. Now, DJ Fluker out of Alabama, it's interesting. One executive pointed out to me, he said, you know what?
He's a big dude.
Here's one thing. He says, one thing you got to understand, the reason why he's got versatility, over 87-inch arms. I mean, his reach is unbelievable, and you like that because he's not as tall as the other guys, but this means that he still could play left tackle with that reach.
He played right tackle. Have you talked to people about him? Do they see him as a tackle in the NFL?
You know, I've heard three positions, either guard, right, or left tackle, but the one executive said to me, he said, the one thing that they liked is when you see that wingspan, and you love that, it's 6'4 and a half. Usually you want your left tackle at least 6'5", he said, makes up for it with arm length.
Yeah, he played right at Alabama, and when I watched him, because he tends to be a bit of a waistbender, he's not a great athlete for a tackle. I immediately thought, God, if this guy played guard, he could be an all-pro guard. So I'm very anxious to see how he's evaluated by teams. Will teams keep him at tackle? Will they move him inside? I think he could be an absolute dynamo at guard. He could probably be a solid right tackle. He's not going to hurt you at right tackle, but I think there'll be times when he struggles in pass protection.
Now, speaking of playing inside a guard, his teammate from Alabama, Chance Warmack, is an interesting player. He's only 6'2". Very good player at Alabama, Greg. How does he look on tape?
I love him on tape. I think he moves really well. Because body type-wise, because he's not that tall, but you watch him move, get to the second level, he's really a good player overall. Again, another guy you're going to line up. You're going to draft this kid. You're going to line him up inside. I think Chance Warmack and Jonathan Cooper from North Carolina,
who we'll get to in a second,
are both better prospects than David DeCastro was coming out of Stanford last year.
It was a first-round pick for the Steelers.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, when we look at Jonathan Cooper, here's what I know about him. Not real tall. Tape is real good. Highly intelligent kid. Clearly a guard. He's only 6'2", 6'2", and 1/10". But when you see him, do you think he's one of the best offensive linemen for this draft?
He's the best athlete at guard that I've seen since I really started delving into college coaching tape, which is maybe 7-8 years, so I don't go back 20 years.
Wow.
But this kid is the best athlete at guard that I've seen. He is so fluid. And you know what I like about him, too? Once you get past the athleticism, which is clearly off the charts, he's nasty. He goes and looks to hit people.
Let me ask this question before we move on to Justin Pugh from Syracuse. We've talked about how the media and the fans say, oh, well, this guy's not a top 10 pick because he's a guard. If you're saying he's the best athlete you've seen in 8 years, 7 or 8 years, why shouldn't he be a top 10 pick?
Well, that gets down to how you do your boards, and we've joked about it as we've done these film rooms on different positions. Ultimately, you make a board, an overall board evaluating players, then you make position boards, okay? Now, if Jonathan Cooper is the 9th best player on your board, what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, we can get a guard in the 3rd round, so we're not going to draft
Jonathan
Cooper?
That's my point. That's why I asked
Ultimately, you've got to rate the players in this year's draft.
Right.
But if he's in your top 10 as an overall player on your board, then you got to draft the guy because that's how you have him evaluated.
Exactly. Now, Justin Pugh from Syracuse, Greg, who's a Senior Bowl guy. I had a chance to meet him. Nice kid, Philly area kid. The issue that executives have, it's really simple. Is he a left tackle? Is he a right tackle? Is he a guard? Greg, you've seen the tape. What do you see?
I like him at left tackle.
Do you? I do.
I understand that issue. And
he's under 6'5".
Right.
6'4.5".
It wouldn't surprise me if he was moved to right tackle or even to guard. But when I watch him, and obviously I watched a lot of games because of Ryan Nassib, the quarterback, I think this kid can play left tackle. Is he exactly what you want? No. But as we talked about at the beginning of this segment, there's a lot of left tackles in this league who are not the prototypes. I think he can play left tackle.
I hope you're right because, you know.
Well, that will determine where he can. If he's viewed as a left tackle, he'll get into the end of the first round. If he's not viewed as a left tackle, he won't be in the first round.
I totally agree with it because it's the value. That left tackle position throughout the draft is obviously going to have more value. All right, great stuff out of you, Greg. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned inside the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryan's